This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Congress is taking a break this week. When they return, the Senate will continue its work on a plan to replace Obamacare. Interest groups are trying to shape the law, lobbying, of course, but also spending millions of dollars on ad campaigns. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ginzer checks it out.
If you're watching TV or surfing online in a swing congressional district, chances are you've seen this ad.
My family lost our insurance and doctor because of the Affordable Care Act.
And this one.
The new health care bill in Congress. If you're over 50, insurance companies can charge you five times more.
That first ad is paid for by the American Action Network. The second ad is from AARP.
These are ads that are considered issue ads.
That's Vivica Novak with the Center for Responsive Politics.
And they don't actually say vote for or vote against anybody.
The American Action Network is what the IRS calls a 501c4 group, which means it doesn't have to say where it gets its money or report right away how much it's spent. It didn't respond to my interview request. AARP did talk to me. John Hishta is senior vice president. He says AARP is spending in the seven figures on its ad campaign.
We want to make sure that the senators hear from their voters back home when they go and do this debate moving forward.
Hishta says AARP is running ads in four states right now. Do the ads work?
Obviously, somebody must think they do or they wouldn't be doing them.
That's Steve Passwader, vice president and general manager at Kantar Media CMAG. He spoke to me via Skype. He says these kinds of issue ads from outside groups are becoming more common. In fact,
we are in the era of the perpetual campaign.
Passwader says the intense ad spending is fueled by a feeling that Republicans will eventually pass some kind of health care reform bill, and it will be signed by President Trump. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.